You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Victoria University of Wellington's Pipitea campus bookstore, Vic Books, has recently had to announce their closure. Whilst the store was already having difficulties coming out of the pandemic, the early years anti-mandate protests at Parliament helped. The early years anti-mandate protests at the Parliament stopped them from being able to successfully reopen. The Pipitea campus is located directly next to the Beehive, meaning that they were forced to completely close down until the protests ended. To hear more, I spoke to Vic Books General Manager Jessica Godfrey, first chatting about what Vic Books Pipitea was like before the pandemic.
Well, Vic Books was a busy operation with two sites, Kelvin and Pipitea. So our Pipitea site, which is down near the Beehive, has a cafe and bookshop. Up in Kelvin prior to the pandemic, we had a cafe and bookshop, and we also had an espresso bar, and we had a warehouse. So pre-pandemic, it was a really large operation, and I had 42 staff. Slowly, we've had to through the pandemic, reorganize the business. So the first thing that we closed was the espresso bar, because there just wasn't the population to have pretty much two cafes running within a very similar space. Mm-hmm. Then the next thing we did was close the warehouse to stop all the travel time, and we never thought we'd have to close the any bookshop mm-hmm. or cafe. Other than that,
was there any crossover time between Vic Books and Pipitea staying open, continuing operations, and the Parliament protests taking place? And if so, what was that like?
So when the protests started, it was pretty small, and it was a pretty busy period for us because we were getting ready for trimester one. Mm. So the first thing that happened was that our normal delivery person didn't really want to have to park a car in the middle of the protest, so I took over that role. Mm. Because for most of them, if they were inside the building, it was fine. It was the having to deal with them when you were moving things out of the car. And on day one, it was kind of jovial, and the second day I did it pretty rapidly changed, and I was followed. I was told that I had to take off my mask because it was a mask-free zone, and they weren't happy with me saying, oh, I'd really just like my space. Like, can you just leave me to have my space while I do my work?
Yeah.
So once I had that happening to me, and then my staff felt like they couldn't even go outside to get fresh air on their lunch break, that's when we decided, really, we had to close. And it was very soon after that, 2 days after that the university said the entire building is closing.
What was the aftermath of the protests like once all the dust settled?
Well, I mean, it was pretty extraordinary while it was happening, and it culminated in, you know, quite a lot of violence and our front door being smashed. And I know that they did a good job of cleaning the debris away, but it became embedded that for the 6 weeks that the students would solely learn online. So even once we reopened, it was quite quiet.
Yeah.
So the effects of shutting temporarily have never really bounced back. And I would say working from home is quite embedded too. And we're surrounded by public servants and office workers. And, you know, we're right near the train station, and where before people were having to stand up at commuter time, now they have almost the entire carriage to themselves. So that part of town is really quiet now.
Do you think that similar issues could affect campus bookstores in Auckland, or was this more of an isolated incident?
Well, you know, there aren't many campuses that have their own bookshops anymore. So Auckland has it, but, you know, we have it here. I was talking to Penny from UBS in Christchurch today. They're still there, and Otago is, but Waikato doesn't, and plenty of Massey campuses don't around town. And, you know, some students have to go a really long way if they've forgotten their pen. You know, campuses need bookstores. We're not closing because we want to close. We're closing because it's really got to that stage of, if we don't have customers, we don't have revenue, and we can't continue.
How have people been responding to Vic Books Pupitier closing?
Oh my God, we've had some really extraordinary messages. One law lecturer that I never would have thought of as a romantic spirit posted a picture today, because we've had really heavy rain, posted a picture of the rain on our building saying, even the higher powers are crying for the closing of Vic Books. You know, the messages have just been gorgeous. They're going to really miss us. I mean, we're a big part of the campus down there. It's where everybody culminates to have a cup of coffee. It's where you can rub shoulders with former prime ministers. It's an extraordinary space, and you can sit under one of New Zealand's most expensive paintings. I mean, the huge Colin McCarran is right there. It's a wonderful, wonderful space. And, you know, books and coffee, I mean, they're the best combination ever.
Of course. Is there any way that people can support you guys at the moment, either from Auckland or if they know anyone from down in Wellington, or pretty much just anywhere in the country that can help you guys out right now?
Oh gosh, if you all went online and bought a book from us, that would really help us out. So, you know, when you buy books, you have to order quite far in advance, and we weren't to know that was going to happen, so we're actually really heavily stocked. That's another one of our burdens, is the amount of money we have tied up in stock. So if everybody wanted to get onto vicbooks.co.nz and buy some books from us, we've got them on sale because we're trying to motivate people to buy from us, and no matter what part of the country you're from, we can send it to you, and if you spend over $100, it's free freight too. So that would be something amazing that you could do for us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.